a mother's heart. Happy Mother's Day. While many are offering greetings of Happy Mother's Day in this country, there is so much more to consider when reflecting upon what it means to be a mother. There's nothing like the generous nurturing and care that only a mother can provide. At the same time, there are also aspects of a mother's heart and a mother's love that must be considered as well. Can we pray for mothers who found themselves doing the best that they could, which their children or others may have believed not to be enough? Can we pray for those mothers who were just seen as inadequate, insufficient, or just not right? And if we were to remove a sense of willful neglect or intentional dereliction of parental responsibilities, what are we left with in the end? If we take away the consideration that not being a good mother was intended, what does that leave us with? Basically, that leaves us with a person doing the best that they could or knew how to do under the conditions that they were presented with. And that's all there is. If we take away willful neglect, if we take away intention, we're just left with women who were doing the best that they knew how to do. And as often it's said, if they knew better, they would do better. And that's all it is. The problem is that we go further and add on the judgments and diminish people and have it all go a different way. I would offer that there are some aspects of a mother's heart that knows the sense of being incomplete. Regardless of the outcome, regardless of the maternal product, I would offer that there are aspects of a mother's heart that, regardless of all of that, is still left incomplete. And the reason I say that is because just by nature of being a mother, that there's this innate desire to want more, to want to give more, to want to do more, to want to see things in a slightly different way. And I think this is true regardless of how good or how bad the result is in terms of the children. I think mothers, regardless of how good the kids are, would always want more or would always wish for a do-over when it comes to certain behaviors that some kids show. And they see where they could have tweaked that or they could have exposed him or her to this. That's in a mother's heart. That's what's operating inside the cavity of a mother's being. And all of this is because we have such high expectations of mothers, and we just don't realize what sort of pressure that puts on mothers. It's easy to blame mothers for what they didn't do. It's really easy to blame mothers for what they didn't do and what didn't happen. But at the same time, we can honor them for what they were able to do. We can honor mothers for what they were able to deliver. We can love them for the love and the caring that they were able to provide. Now, all of it, granted, may not have been on a top shelf level, but it was what they were able to do when they were able to do it. While some mothers will say that they're proud of their children, I can bet those very same mothers would agree that they would have done more if they knew how to do more or had the resources or were able to work something out or if they could provide something. At the same time, there are some mothers who just may not have the capacity to articulate those very same sentiments. But what mother would not want more for their child? We pray for those mothers who may not have the capacity to love their children. To love their children in the way that the children would like to have been loved. To have children say, you know, I wish I had a different mommy. Or I wish my mother treated me differently. We pray for those mothers who just didn't have the capacity to have that not be a question. We pray for those mothers who don't or did not have the capacity to see their own limitations. Whether it's because of drugs, alcohol, or other personal issues, we pray for them. And as we all know, we have heard the saying, hurt people hurt people. And we pray for them as well. On this Mother's Day, let us consider all mothers and mothers who may not necessarily come to mind, like those mothers who may be incarcerated and not able to be with their children. Let's pray for those mothers who were perhaps in mental health institutions because of conditions beyond their own capacity or beyond their own making. We pray for those mothers who have been taken advantage of because of various situations, whether it be mental capacity, rape, or some other harsh, uninvited act that results in a mother. We pray for them as well. And it's about praying for the dimension of maternity, of being a mother, that we don't always think about. And so in our prayer, we also look to forgive. Can we forgive the mother that rejects her son or daughter? Can we forgive the mother whose life was ruled by her own pain and suffering? Can we forgive the mother who spent her entire life looking for love by having children of her own to love and has yet to find it for herself? Can we forgive the mother who may have been filled with self-loathing and kept her children emotionally left locked out? Can we forgive the mother who put drugs or alcohol before her family, looking to drugs or alcohol as a way to resolve and manage the pain in her own life? Can we forgive? You see, what we forget is that mothers are people. We have placed such a tremendous burden on them that we sometimes forget that the superhuman things that mothers do are just superhuman things that they do, but they're still human. Can we love mothers? Those mothers who more now more than ever need to be loved, need to be nurtured, need to be healed back to wholeness. It's no different than the situation with Jesus and the woman at the well. In a moment, offering and providing and delivering on a blessing. Our judgments don't heal. Our refusing to accept that they did the best that they could does not heal. Because we refuse to accept that they did the best does not heal them. It further inflicts pain, distant suffering. We need not try to fix them as a way to try to heal them. Fixing them is not healing them. We are not here to fix them. We need only understand them for who and how they are. That's it. To understand and accept them for who and how they are. And that realization in itself is the beginning of a healing for all of us. So, we pray for these mothers. We embrace these mothers. We love and nurture these mothers and the dimension in every mother's heart who absolutely wants more for her children. That little aspect in every mother's heart that holds a heartbreak that we will probably never hear about. But even the best of mothers have that thing going on. No matter what. So when we stop judging, we begin the process of healing. We begin the process of holding mothers as whole and complete, just as they are. And that's our prayer for this Mother's Day. God bless.